per capita local and state government spending in Wisconsin is below the national average. That's according to Tamarin Cornelius at the Wisconsin Budget Project. Another group, the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, points out that in 2009, Wisconsin ranked ninth highest in taxes as a percentage of income. But Cornelius from the Budget Project says back in 2000, Wisconsin was fourth.
Legislators should remember that by some measures, at least, Wisconsin taxes have been dropping before they continue to make these deep cuts that have had such a negative effect on the state's economy and future.
The 2009 tax burden decline was due to federal stimulus dollars and people making less money, so fewer taxes were collected. Dale Knapp from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says it will be interesting to see how Wisconsin stacks up against other states in the next analysis, because Wisconsin, like a lot of other states, raised taxes 2 years ago to help with the budget shortfall.
You know, Wisconsin implemented a new top income tax bracket. We increased the hospital tax. They also increased the tobacco tax again. So there were several tax increases that aren't reflected in the 09 numbers that will be reflected in the 10 numbers.
Cornelius's group is less concerned with tax rank than with the effect of tax cuts in the most recent budget. The legislature reduced taxes by $210 million with cuts in education and health care. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.